and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
It's a radio
station.
Yep.
It is a radio station.
It's a video
game. Yeah. It's a video game show on a radio station. Thank you, Alice.
You're welcome.
So, lots of stuff been happening the last week. Been playing lots of games, lots of news in the game world.
Lots of watching video games.
Lots of watching video games, because there's some games that we can't play yet, and we may never be able to play ever.
No, don't lie. But okay, don't hype it up. Well, you can hype it up, but let's get into it.
Let's get straight to the meat.
Okay, yes, it is meaty. This is terrible. I'm so sorry. Anyway, so recently I think we touched on the fact that maybe Red Candles was coming out with a new game, or I was like, oh, who did Detention?
Yes, and we really like Detention.
We did really like Detention. Like, I was just thinking about how, like, I learned something. Like, I love video games that teach me in a way that's also terrifying. You know.
It's something that actually happens in history.
Yeah, it's about the People's Republic of China, which is now called Taiwan, and China and their occupation of it during, I think, the 1950s and 60s era? Yeah.
60s, 70s, like right about when...
Cold War era.
Yes.
And it's a really fascinating game because, like, I wouldn't have made a video. I wouldn't have ever thought there would have been a video game for that era. And I would think there's a lot for it, like, in terms of horror, right?
Like,
but
the human atrocity as well as the supernatural horror is just...
And I love learning about ghosts that I don't know about from other places because I just know about, like, you know, the ones we have.
Yeah.
End of tangent about how we love Detention, and it's good. If you it's on multiple things, you can pick it up. Like, I recommend it, especially in lieu of the news that we are about to give you. So
Red Candles has put out a new game called Devotion, which has recently been pulled from Steam as,
like,
of today.
or a couple days ago when this goes up. Time travel. Which is really, like, it just came out. It maybe has been out for a week, like, which is fine. Like, but it also, I feel like, yeah, they took it off.
Now, the reason they are stating for its removal is that it has a lot of glitches that cause game crashing. However, the speculation is also that there was an unpleasant comparison to the Chinese Prime Minister, who's been compared to Winnie the Pooh.
Now this is sort of the thing where it's, and I made this comparison where it's like, where Nickelback got mad at these police officers, and that's fine to get mad at the police, but it was because they were joking that they made people listen to Nickelback in their car. Nickelback was mad about this. Now, I was sort of speculating that there's going to be some bad backlash, and there was with this. And I almost 100% believe, like, I don't want to be, I don't know, have conspiracy theories or anything, but I would 100% believe that they pulled it because of the threats they were getting, like, and the review bombing they were getting for this. I doubt it's because of these glitches, because we saw a playthrough. And to my knowledge, there was no glitches. And this person who I watch, is pretty truthful and doesn't, you know, will say if they don't enjoy the games. Like,
he
honestly.
He had a lot of really good things to say about the controls, about the puzzles, about the setting. Just
how
about the general atmosphere. It was a beautiful game.
Well,
it is a beautiful game.
And it also, yeah. And so, yeah, it made a nod towards that. And, like, it's funny because I was even thinking about that. If we talk about it, like, are we going to get censored now by China because we compared the president? Or we said
we did not personally say anything about this. This is just speculation on.
Oh well, yeah, but here's the thing also, because this sort of happened. The Winnie the Pooh thing happened last week, sort of thing, like late last week, where they started get review bombing because people had seen that there was this Easter egg. Like, it isn't something that's like, Winnie the Pooh isn't there, obviously, because he's
trademarked.
He's expensive. But, you know, it wasn't something that you would have to go out and find it. And obviously for people who
aren't. You'd have to really extrapolate as well if you did find something similar.
Well, and here's the thing. Not everyone in the Western audience, which I wouldn't say like 100% this game is made for, but like half made for, like, you know, like Western audiences enjoy this game. Like, I believe they also enjoyed Detention. Like, I'm going to put that out there and say that people liked it. But I'm going to say most people wouldn't really just get that. We would just sort of see it and we would see the name and we wouldn't understand it all. Now, Chinese people obviously get it. And at this point in China,
it's Winnie a big meme right now for him to be compared.
Well, here's the thing. Winnie the Pooh has now been censored in China. So they did remove that piece that it was an illustration in the game, like it was a children's drawing, I believe, and they removed it. But the game still continued to get review bombed and I think threats and sort of some scary stuff. So that's why I think they removed it. I would assume it doesn't have to do with the fact that the game wasn't good or was glitchy. And I hope it comes back up. Because that's really unfortunate and kind of like scary, especially since they're indie developers. Like they're small. Like
this is only their second game so far that they've released.
Yeah.
To a Western audience.
And it was only for PC. And not to say that PC gamers aren't like a huge, you know, scope of gamers, but you know, like, nobody else got it except the PC gamers. So like no Mac, no Switch, no PlayStation 4, no Xbox. So I would assume, hopefully, those are coming in the future. But I'm just like, I'm very disappointed at this.
Well, let's hope it's not like a PT situation where it does get pulled indefinitely.
I really, like, here's the thing. Obviously, there are people who have already downloaded it and probably pirated it. So there are copies probably available. I would assume, like, personally, me would want to give to the developers and be able to support them that way. But I really do hope that they something can be done about this that doesn't endanger them, especially because nobody should die over video games. But also, no. You shouldn't be threatened over video games.
No.
That's all, like, those. I think I could say both of those things, and they don't need to go hand in hand, right?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
So that's our bit of controversy that we've been seeing developing in the last couple of days.
And it's just, it's upsetting because I kind of can see how that would be really scary in general. And considering, like, I do believe that one of the devs is very, I want to say, anti-China. And China, like, in certain respects, does believe that they own Taiwan still. So, and that's why they're interfering in something that's not even, like, they're not technically from the same country.
Yeah, so.
Technically. You know what I mean.
Yes. So, yeah, that
Boo.
Is a thing that is.
But yeah, it's too bad. Like, once again, it's too bad when stuff like happens like this because then people don't want to make games that are informative. In like I don't know, biopic in some way, biography. There we go. Words. But anyways,
we play video games, not words.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not. I'm no wordsmith. I'm a gamesmith. No, neither that.
So in other news, we got some. Well, news last week that the president of Nintendo is stepping down in April.
The president of Nintendo USA.
Nintendo USA, sorry.
Yes.
The president of all Nintendos. No. Reggie Fils-Aime is stepping down in April, and he's been around for a long time. He was a constant presence at all the E3 North American presentations.
I was like, was it not almost 11 years, 13 years? Like, something like it's pretty long time. And he's, you know, he is a person of color who was, like, held the highest point in Nintendo of America. Like, that's pretty great as representation. And I personally think he did a great job. Like, I've never, like, Nintendo is a corporation and et cetera, but
they have a higher standard.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
For their creative work.
They do. 100%.
To their staff, I've heard very little bad stuff about how they treat the people who work for them.
Well, I was going to say, I believe Reggie also in an interview talked about how when they have crunch, if they do have crunch, they will bring in more people to lessen the crunch. Wow. What a
concept.
Yeah,
guys.
What a novel concept. But they still let people go home at, you know, reasonable hours. They let people, you know, I'm sure there's still that voluntoldism in certain organizations, but
successful corporation like that's going to have that, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I do appreciate the fact that he said that, yeah, we do try to at least stop it. We don't embrace it, or we don't say it's great that our people work 70 hours this week in
that's
4 days.
Just not how that works.
Yeah.
He's been a constant presence throughout everything Nintendo's done for American releases, because even if you played the Mii Corner on DS, the first person who comes to visit you is Reggie.
Yeah, I remember that.
He's your first friend. He's like the Tom of Facebook of Nintendo DS Mii Corner.
You know, it was, I liked that, though. He did interact with the people, which was cute. Like, it's not bad.
And apparently he's very much a good person to even just talk to as a fan, too, because he's as much a Nintendo fan as the rest of us.
Yeah, which is nice. Like, you know, he doesn't just work for Nintendo. He does enjoy, you know, the games of Nintendo, and now we'll get to enjoy those.
He
is being taken over by Bowser.
Doug Bowser, to be specific.
Which is so funny. Like, how did they do that? Did he change his name? Like, he's been around for a really long time, so probably not, but it's just like, how did they do that? For those of you who don't know, Bowser is the name of the character who's the bad guy
in the
Mario
games. Yes.
He's my favorite
King
Bowser. Marpo character. Yeah.
I see a lot of people posting up pictures of the Business Bowser from the Mario Brothers movie, 1986?
Oh, yeah.
No, not even. No, it's much later than that. A couple years later than that. It's actually quite funny.
So that's happening as well. But, Megan, you actually downloaded something.
I did download
it. Or pay for it. But here's, yeah. Tell us.
I finally broke down, and I went and got Switch Online, I've been playing Tetris 99.
Here's the fun unfact. Like, it's not actually fun. It's kind of bad. I can't have Nintendo Online.
Well,
I have to buy it also.
I will personally allow you to use my online account if you so wish to play these
things.
Well,
I know, but is that not ridiculous? Is that not, like, kind of, like, I get it, but also I kind of, that's kind of, like, it should be to one console. It should not be to one account.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of, well, not even one, like, yeah. I feel sad about that a little bit, like, only a little bit. Not really, because I have no inkling of playing with most people online. Splatoon was one I kind of wanted to do.
Which, by the way, we got a thing for Splatoon because I joined up. So we get, like,
ooh,
a couple special items that we need to remember to get later.
You
and
will
we also
get it.
Need to register our games so that we can afford next year's subscription.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow. But, I do enjoy it. So Nintendo Switch Online, or is it Nintendo Online? Is that what it's called?
Nintendo Switch Online. That's what I looked it up, and that's what it is.
And so
that's what I'm calling it.
It has a bunch of old games, which is nice. Like, I feel they're Nintendo games.
They are,
like,
the original NES games.
Yes. And which is, like, I played a lot of these as a kid, so I'm fine with that. It also, it's fun. Like,
it is. I did not realize how many puzzle games were on the original NES. So we have Wario's Woods, We have Yoshi, not Yoshi Cookie, because
that's another puzzle game, which is hilarious.
Yes, so two games that I always wanted to play but never could.
Wow, Megan, now you have that chance to play the really fun game of Yoshi and yes. Wario's Woods.
Yes, actually. We have Kirby, which has been a lot of fun to go back and play.
Yeah, regular Kirby. Kirby's Adventure, I believe, which is my personal favorite that I played as a kid, but was a big weenie, and I just like to be a ball in, like, the mid areas. Like that, I like to bounce around.
Yeah.
No hazards.
We have the original Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Not the Super Mario Brothers, but the original.
We have three as well, which is great.
Well, the original Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers, and Super Mario Brothers 3. There's actually one that came before the one that came with Duck Hunt.
Oh, yeah. That's the one I played.
Yeah.
I really like the fact that we do have access to Mario 3 Easy. And it does have a two-player option, which is neat.
We still need to try out.
Yeah, which I would just... Well, here's the two-player option Mario 3, other than the little battle mode, right? It's just like you die, and then I die. And then
we take turns beating a level.
We take turns dying.
And it comes with the first Zelda game.
Yeah.
And Double Dragon.
There's a bunch. Like, they're Metroid, Master Blaster, Ninja
Ghosts
Gaiden.
Ghosts and Goblins.
Like,
oh, my gosh.
There's quite a few. Like, I would say, to be honest, like, if you consider buying these games or even buying a Nintendo, like the minis, which are still kind of hard to find. Like, this is a pretty good, decent price for how much was it? $30? $40?
It's $24 Canadian.
That's not bad.
$20 US. I also had a credit staying on my DS that I got to transfer over. So
cool. But
you can merge your
accounts. And it's for a year?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I feel that's a really reasonable price, especially if you have ever wanted to play those old games, because they are like, you know, Mario 3 isn't that expensive, but it's at least like $35, you know, like, and if you want to play all of them, you know, still.
I have many of them on my original Nintendo, but I think my original Nintendo is kind of on its way out. It's got a weird discolored bar when we plug it into the TV.
Yeah.
It's not healthy. But no, it's nice just to have this available.
Yeah,
and it's easy to use. These are really good controls to use for these games.
Yeah, it's surprising. I didn't die in Kirby half as much as I'd have on the DS.
You're also much older than you were when you were playing Kirby.
Well, here's the thing. I recently, I'll say within the last 5 years, bought Kirby's Adventure for my 3DS. So I've replayed it. And I'm so bad at it. Like, it was kind of embarrassing. And I could never figure out which button it wanted me to press for the jumping up part because it was mapped differently. It was just... because it was only on one screen, right? Mm-hmm. That's a thing. It was not a fun port. But this one is, and I can do the A button part. And I'm real excited about that.
So we're going to try this out together and come back to you with a full report on the two-player games.
Yeah.
And see how far we can get in these games.
Yeah.
And also Tetris 99. definitely fun. I got over the halfway mark. Like, you're playing against 99 other people.
Which I didn't realize, which is so funny.
And you can sabotage any of these people who are still active in the game.
Yeah. So you're playing online. Yeah. You're playing Tetris online against almost 100 other people. Simultaneously.
I have gotten to the 31st rank mark now.
That's pretty good. Yeah. It seems like I'm not a Tetris fan. I can appreciate it for its historical value. There, we'll put it that way.
I find it to be a lot like some people drawing or crocheting or just doing anything mindless. You just get into the zone, and they've actually done scientific
studies on this. A Tetris zone?
A Tetris zone where you're just so...
That's so good. Yeah, I
spaced
totally...
out. It's like meditation.
And you just know... Yeah, no, and it's... I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It's just too funny.
And that's what I can
that
get.
Tetris
even if
Tetris does it.
You don't quite get that same feeling. This is all competitive and sort of like a Splatoon-style idea of competition where you don't know what you're going to be...
Yeah.
Ranking at, because you're dealing with 99 other
different
people.
Yeah. And it's probably just, it's random, right? You're not going to probably meet those people ever.
You'll just see their username. That's it.
Yeah. And so then you also, I guess, downloaded or bought, I don't know, but one of my favorite games, which is Tomb Raider 2013, I believe it came out.
This is the definitive edition.
Yeah. I have found there's a bunch of different things already because I played this game for the PlayStation 3 about 2 or 3 times because I really like it.
Now, this I got as part of the PlayStation Plus when I first signed up for
Hilarious.
It was, I started playing it and I was just not in the right mindset to take on QuickTime events and...
Megan's bad at QuickTime events.
I'm not that bad at QuickTime events. I just am not used to these QuickTime events.
Sure.
Hey, you saw me in Final Fantasy IX doing that play.
Yeah, that's true. You were really good at those.
So I'm not that bad at QuickTime events. No. I'm just not used to how they do
Megan's
this
Megan's bad
one.
At these QuickTime
events. I'm bad at these QuickTime events.
Yeah, it was just, and it's funny. Well, it's not funny, but I could probably speedrun this game at one point if I had any inkling to, but I don't because that's not enjoyable to me. I'll watch other people do it, but...
You can watch me and tell me what to do.
Speedrun.
Fine.
But I'm having, once again, I'm having a ball. This is like the reboot of Lara Croft again, like for, I don't know, the millionth time. And I was never really a big Lara Croft fan. So I really like this reboot. Like, at the time I chose it over Biocraft?
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'll leave now. I'm going to copyright that name, though. Biocraft.
Patented.
Bioshock Infinite or Lara Croft Tomb Raider. I don't know if that's what it's called. Anyway.
Rise of the Tomb Raider?
No, this one's just called Tomb Raider because it's the first one. And then the other ones have names. And then, yeah, we'll get there. I haven't played the other ones and hoping to now finally that
we've
our friend...
We've been promised.
Yeah, we've been promised that we're going to get to play it. So I'm once again enjoying this. This is my really only... knowledge of Lara Croft. I have played one of them before, like a PlayStation 1, and I did not enjoy it. It was confusing, and I did not like it. It was just, I ended up in a mansion for a lot of the time, and then some wolves killed me. Not in the mansion, but...
Wolf Mansion. They came after you.
Yeah, but this one is obviously, it's shiny and new, and it has a bunch of things, but I think it is like a fun story. Kinda.
It's not bad for being a few years old now, actually.
Yeah. Like, I think, to be honest, the cinematic aspect of it, or, like, the movie aspect of it is really enjoyable. I also really like the gameplay. I find it pretty simple.
If I can pick it up, even after putting it down for a few years.
Yeah.
It's nice, smooth action.
Yeah, and you know what I found out today? So it's perfect. It cheats for you. Of course it does. But it does not... When you shoot an arrow at something, it does not matter, like, how far away it is. You can probably hit it as long as you power up. I tried this out a couple times, and I hit stuff really far away that should have curved.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I'm sort of used to something like in Far Cry, they often will curve your arrows. Like, and what I mean by that is when you shoot it, instead of shooting straight, it'll eventually start curving down somewhere. So you have to shoot higher to shoot things further away. But this one doesn't, and Lara Croft does not. Lara Croft is like the steadiest, sharpest, fastest aim and can shoot arrows like bullets. And it's wonderful.
It is pretty satisfying.
It's great. And I know, like, here's another thing. I know where all the special things are, but they also added more special things in this.
Surprise! You can't just play this game again and get everything like you expected.
Well, it's kind of neat because they have, in this, aside from your wandering around your little path or whatever, they have little side tombs where you can go into a spooky place and do a little puzzle and find some treasure, which in this game is in the form of salvage that you used to upgrade stuff. It's not real treasure. Sometimes you find actual treasures, but those are give you XP. The other kind of leveling up.
Which is neat, because I didn't expect the XP thing.
Yeah, I wonder if that's like a Square Enix thing, because this game was a Square Enix.
That's true enough.
Like, it's not bad. Like, I don't hate the leveling up aspect just because it gives you more stuff. Like, it gives you the ability to stab guys, or, you know, or the ability to have a better, easier shot, more stuff when you skin animals, that kind of thing. And once again, I really like me a Far Cry where I can shoot things with arrows and run around in the bushes and, like, stealth kill guys. And this game really lets you do that a lot. Like, a lot of the time, it's like, it doesn't force you to fight stuff. It's like, here, sneak if you want to.
You don't have to do this thing, but it might help if you did.
Yeah, and at this point, I don't know how to attack melee attack, which is not good. So
I don't either, so.
I 100% know there's a button. I know you're able to melee attack at one point, or I think it's maybe an upgrade, which is silly. Because Lara should still be able to melee attack people just with your fist or something. Like, I shot him with four arrows. Just a punch will take him out, Lara.
Lara, just use those martial arts that we know you have. We've seen the movies. We've seen them.
Yeah, I was going to say my other introduction or knowledge of Lara Croft is the Angelina Jolie movies. I haven't actually seen the new one. Which I'd see, because once again, it's actually based off of this game, which once again, I really like. Biased. I don't think it's the greatest game in the world, and I understand that, but I think it's fun, and I like the story, and I like this version of Lara Croft before I think she gets hardened and bitter. Like, I think
this is a hopeful young lady who's going to go and find some treasure and
The only reason I say this is because we watched our friend play the third one a little bit. And Lara seems like she has she got mean.
Just a little bit.
So I'm wondering what happens in between, because we still have, there's a second game where it's Snow something. And then the third game, which is Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
We'll see if we can't find the second one after we finish beating this first one.
Yeah.
But we gotta finish beating this first one.
Here's the thing. I'm a quarter of the way done.
Well, I have another week to do so, everybody.
Yeah,
you go.
You have to beat it.
I was too busy playing Switch Online.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and for one last little update, three more games we will never play.
What?
They are releasing remasters, remakes of more Resident Evils.
Oh, yeah.
0, 1, and 4.
Here's the thing. 4 might be fun to play, but I think I'd really enjoy it more on something like a PlayStation. That would be my only,
If we got it for the Switch, it means we could play it with that GameCube controller that I have and relive the entire GameCube Resident Evil 4 fun times.
I don't enjoy the controls in the first place, so no. I don't like this idea.
But that's good and shiny.
I know, but no. I want it. Even though I know Resident Evil, tries to account for you being bad, I don't want that.
So, 3 more games we will never play.
Maybe.
All right, everybody. That's everything we have for you for this week. Y'all keep slacking and stay warm.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.